Once in a long while, a movie comes and captures our imagination and stays and lingers in our minds, in our hearts, in my case, in my ears. Ever since we saw this movie, malamig na movie to, Frozen, the songs from this movie has never stopped playing in our house. Whether the songs are coming from an iPod, an iPhone, an MP3 player, a computer, a gadget, the TV, from a device anywhere in the house, even in the car, or from a human being in the form of my two daughters, si Elsa daw yung isa, si Anna daw yung isa. Hindi Anna, Anna. Elsa and Anna, my older daughter Kayla and Carrie, they keep singing the songs every day. This was in December. It's January. It's February. They're still singing the songs. It's affected them so much. And it's a song about building a snowman. Do you want to build a snowman? Or since two girls sila, yung isa older, isa younger, let's recreate the scene from the movie. Kumpleto yun, pati sa pagtalon sa snow hanggang sa matamaan. Babagsak. And I'm the dad, and I'm supposed to carry the one who got hit by the snow, the thing, the cold, whatever, and bring them to the troll. Kasama rin ako doon. May role din ako. I'm the king. Now, there are a couple of songs that stand out from this movie. To give you a background, yung story nito is about two sisters, Elsa and Anna, and they're princesses. Princess sila. But what's special about this movie is that one of them, the older sister, si Elsa, has special powers. Meron ba sa atin dito may special powers? Hindi kili-kili power. Special power. May special power siya. She can freeze anything, turn anything into ice. That's her special power. She can create snow even in the summer. Now, they tried to hide this power until one day, their parents die. And fast forward to the coronation day where Elsa, the older sister, becomes queen. And there was a coronation ball and the doors get open. And two songs come out from this scene. It's very interesting to note because the movie, we've all seen animated movies, but never has a movie come out in a long, long while where people, even my neighbors, I'm taking a shower. Where's that coming from? From the other house. They're playing the song. It's a virus. So everybody's singing it. Everybody's playing it like this song for the first time in forever because it talks about a very common theme that we all can relate. It's about love. Love. Love month tayo, the red month. It's about love. And one of the lines that Anna sings in this song, for the first time in forever, there'll be magic, there'll be fun. For the first time in forever, I could be noticed by someone. Meron ba sa inyo dito, gusto niya na ma-notice niya kayo? Ako yun, Pastor. Please lang. Forever ko na siya tinetext. Puro huyo pa rin ang text sa akin. Sana naman, ay, ikaw pala yan. How are you? For the first time naman. And I know it's totally crazy to dream I'd find romance, but for the first time in forever, at least I've got a chance. Now, these films, these movies, these songs affect us in a very weird way. Sometimes we act those words out. Sometimes it's what we go by in life. And then another song, this Anna meets Hans, this handsome young guy, young prince, see Hans, and then they go break out into a song about finishing each other's sandwiches. And love is an open door, like that. And they end this song in a very, very peculiar way. Now, this guy Hans says something. Can I say something crazy? Will you marry me? And then the girl answers, can I say something even crazier? Yes! But they just met! Less than 24 hours! Meron ba sa inyo, gusto nyo magkaroon ng love at first sight? Doon mismo, sasagutin nyo, will you marry me? Yes! baka wala na ibang dumating. Oo, na, go na. Game na to. Ikaw na yan. Ikaw na to. Go na tayo. We live in an age where everything is instant. Sanay tayo sa instant messaging. Sanay tayo sa instant photo booth, anywhere, selfie. Wherever we go, people are taking instant photos, instant noodles. Yun ang dinner ng iba sa inyo dito, kaya medyo matamlay. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We all want gratification and we all want it now, instantly. The movies we watch reflect it. The songs we sing reflect it. The culture we live in reflects it. Now, this is the month of love. And in this series that we are calling, It's Not That Complicated, we are going to look at different love stories in the Bible. Believe it or not, may mga love stories po sa Bible. And we're going to look at three stories. But our goal here is for us to know how God loves us so much so that we can love others with that love that God loves us with. Bakit it's not that complicated? Have you ever seen a Facebook status? Kanina, in-invite tayo ni Mix singles event. Singles, make some noise. Come on. Woo! Make your presence felt. May mga singles ba tayo dito? Parang gutom. One more time. Woo! Status. Let's go. Status. Di ba? Student. What's your status? I'm single. I'm married. Pero may mga iba, kakaiba. Ano nilalagay nila? It's complicated. It's funny. It's meant to be funny. But some people think that their lives are so complicated that it's hard to explain in one word or two words. That their status needs a biography or a book to accompany it just to explain. Bakit complicated? Sino ba nagpapa-complicate ng mga situation natin, mga buhay-buhay natin? Bakit ba complicated? Kasi tayo, pumapasok tayo sa mga sitwasyon, minsan, alam mo yung mga relationships na paikot-ikot? Alam mo yun, yung mga going around in circles. Paikot-ikot, ganito itsura nun. Mahal kita. Pero mahal mo siya. Pero mahal niya ay iba. Walang pupuntahan, paikot-ikot. Meron naman iba, pumapasok sa sitwasyon na MU. Alam niyo ba yung MU? Mag-un. Hindi mag-un. Hindi ganon. Ito yung mga alanganin. Parang nagkakaintindihan kayo. Sabi nila, mutual understanding. Hindi nyo pinag-uusapan, pero parang, nagkakaintindihan. Hindi malinaw. Hindi ka sure. Like ba niya ako? Like ko siya, pero hindi niya sinasabi. Yung tiniisip ng isa, like ko siya, pero ako kaya, pero parang medyo meron eh. So parang ganon. Parang, nagmumukhang unggoy tuloy kayo. MU pa rin. Or MO. Yan, mag-on. Mag-on na kayo ngayon. Mag-on kayo and then something happens. Someone gets a job in a faraway place or their family moves abroad. And then long distance relationship. So parang nagiging complicated. Hindi ka na ngayon sure kung kayo pa rin. Kasi parang masyado nang malayo, hindi ko na ma-feel yung love. Wala nang masyadong connection, wala nang communication, kahit meron namang internet, wala nang communication, hindi ko na nararamdaman, di man lang siya nagpaparamdam. Pero mag-on pa ba kami? Kaya parang complicated. Or may mga nakita na ba kayo na masamang loob dahil ang relationship nila, BFF. Ano yung BFF? Kaya siya BFF kasi gusto niya maging BF. Kaya lang, hanggang friends lang tayo. You're my best friend forever. Ayaw mo noon, best friend forever. Habang buhay na yun. Pero hindi yun. Gusto ko, pwede bang kunin mo na ako, Lord? Ayoko nito. Gusto ko BF. Ayoko na BFF. Friend zone. Hanggang friends ka lang. Huwag kang lalampas dyan. Friends lang tayo. Hindi tayo talo. Arang complicated. Alam mo yan, lumalabas kayo, nagkikita kayo, pero friends lang talaga. Wala na bang ilalampas pa yan? Sakit, di ba? Ang hirap. Ito, nakita ko ito sa internet. Ang sabi nila dito, pag nagmahal, madami magagalit. Parang Meralco. Dami magagalit. Parang feeling mo, napakagwapo mo eh. No? Parang marami magagalit sa'yo. Kasi mahal na ako. Nakapili na ako. Kaya yung mga hindi ko napili, huwag kayo magalit. Excuse me, sorry. So when it comes to love, we often want and have the need to take control. Gusto natin kontrolado natin sitwasyon. Gusto natin kontrolado natin emotions natin, feelings natin. But many times, we get ahead of God's guidance. Do you realize that God is guiding us every step of the way, every step we take? But some of us choose not to go by what God's guidance tells us, leads us, shows us. And we try to decide for ourselves. We try to control the situation. But is this the best thing we can do? What does trusting in God's guidance for our love life look like? Doesn't matter whether you're still single or you're married, looking for love in a relationship. What does a love relationship under God's guidance look like? Because whether we realize it or not, there is pressure from the world. There is pressure from your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your classmate, your teacher, your coworker, your boss. When it comes to love, marriage, relationship, sex, dating, culture and the world has one thing to say. God is guiding us another way. Whatever we choose will affect our love destinies. And we're going to look at the story, one of the first love stories in the Bible, in the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the beginning. In fact, this chapter that we're going to read through, we're not going to go through it word by word, but it's really the longest chapter in the book of Genesis. Bakit kaya? Bakit hindi yung chapter 1 where it all began? Yun yung pinaka-importante. Somehow, this is important. That's why this is the longest. Alam mo yon? Pag may ano kang importanteng sasabi, teka lang, sandali. O, ano pa nangyari? Andali, hindi pa ako tapos. Patapusin mo. Di ba gusto mong sabihin? Dami mong gusto mong sabihin dahil importante? Ito yon. We're gonna look at the story of Isaac and Rebecca. Genesis chapter 24. If you have your Bibles with you, electronic Bible, PDA, iPad, or you don't have a Bible, you can follow with us on the screen. Starting in verse 1, Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the chief servant in his household, the one in charge of all that he had, put your hand under my thigh. Now, this is not weird. This is how they really did it during that time. It's part of their culture. It's normal. Verse 3, I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I am living. But I will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife. But you will go to my country and my relatives and get a wife for my son, Isaac. Lord, as we continue to hear your word, as we do our first week of our series, help us realize that love is not that complicated. Whether we think we're experts in love or know nothing about love, we pray, Lord, that you make it clear to us. Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts. Open the ears of our hearts, Lord. Receive from your word. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Abraham, kung hindi natin kilala si Abraham, if you say you're a believer, a follower of Jesus, you're related to Abraham spiritually. He's your great, 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 great grandfather in the spirit. It was through Abraham that God promised the seed and that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars. You cannot count them. So this is an important guy, Abraham, and he had a son. He had a son named Isaac, which is another important person. Now, in their culture, it was the responsibility of the father, of the parent, to look for a wife for their son. Normal yon. Normally, it happens during their 30s. Pag 30 years old na yung lalaki, oh, time na magpakasal. Hanapan ko na to ng asawa. But during this time, Isaac was 40 years old. 40 years old, and Abraham was very, very old. He was old, amoy lupa na siya. Isaac, he's the first 40-year-old virgin. Oh, yun. Doon nila nakuha yun. No. And, you know, as we start in these first four verses, there is something that Abraham does for Isaac. That if you're here and you're a parent, we need to take a closer look at what Abraham does. You know, he realizes that God has promised him numerous descendants through him. And the next one in line was his only son, Isaac. So this is a big deal. Now he gets his servant. He tells his servant, find a wife for my son. But don't look for one where we live, where it's easy to get one. Not among these Canaanites because they don't believe in God. Get one from my family, from my relatives, which was normal in their culture. You know, Carol and I, my wife Carol, we have two girls, and we want to pray for them every night. And just getting to that point, doon kami sa bedtime nila and trying to get them to sleep, trying to even pray for them is always a challenge, but we really try to do it. And part of our prayer is for them to grow and walk in their purpose, in their calling, and their destiny in God. And then my wife never fails. She prays consistently to give my daughters godly husbands, God-fearing men, men who will kiss our daughters on the wedding day. And then she would ask my daughters, when is your first kiss?
On the wedding day.
5 years old. Wala siyang idea. Kaya yung sinasabi ko, on the wedding day. We're starting them young. You know, if you're planning to start a family, this is one of your responsibilities as a parent. Abraham could not control the destiny of Isaac. We cannot control the choices that our children will make, but we can lead them. We can guide them. We can pray for them. We can ask God, Lord, lead my children. Guide my children. They need God's guidance in life. And as parents, we're in a position to do that. So, what happens next? Genesis 24, verse 10 to 11. Then the servant took 10 of his master's camels and left. So, he left. Taking with him all kinds of good things from his master. Dala siya ng goodies. Coke, Sprite, cheeseburgers. Malayo ang biyahe. He set out for Aram Naharim and made his way to the town of Nahor. He had the camels kneel down near the well outside the town. It was toward evening from the time the women go out to draw water. What you will not see in this passage was the distance from where Abraham was and where the servant lived and that town in Nahor where the woman was staying, which the servant would pick, was like a few hundred kilometers away. It took him 21 days to travel that distance. Imagine, 21 days. It was a long ride, but he wanted to obey his master. Sometimes, to find love, we need to learn to wait. Take that journey, make that journey, make that trip. That's what he did. And he knelt down near the well because that's where the women went. Marunong tong servant, dito ako. Dito sa well. Kasi dito sila kumukuha ng tubig. Pag hindi sila kumuha ng tubig, they will die. Kaya siguradong may makikilala ako dito. Where is your well? Saan ba ang well natin? Saan tayo naghahanap ng mga people? Sa bars? Sa clubs? Dito may well. Uy, ang ganda ng sounds. Sarap dito, saya. Well of trouble. Then what the servant does next? Let's take note. Verse 12. Then he prayed. It's very simple. Then he prayed. This action constitutes humility. He made that long trip. Matanda na si Abraham. Do you realize that? Hindi na niya malalaman kung saan galing yung babae. Hindi na niya matanda na siya. Pwede niya sabihin, I made the trip. I did this. I got you your girl. I went to that town you said. And I found the girl. Here she is. Go. But he prayed. What does that tell us? This man, this servant, was seeking God's guidance. He said, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, give me success today and show kindness to my master Abraham. See, I am standing beside this spring and the daughters of the townspeople are coming out to draw water. May it be that when I say to a girl, please let down your jar that I may have a drink. And she says, drink. And I'll water your camels too. Let her be the one you have chosen for your servant Isaac. By this I will know you have shown kindness to my master. He was asking God for a sign, but it's really a specific guidance, a specific guide, that this is how I'll know that it's you. Because I want to make sure that I am following your leading, Lord. That's what it means when we're seeking God guidance. It's not just saying, Lord, bahala ka na. Ito na, gagawin ko na. Kahit ano na lang, ikaw na to. Bahala ka na, Lord. Where do we get our guidance from? Who are we listening? Who are we listening to for guidance? Sa radyo ba? From this guy? Na ganun yung pangalan? Papa Jack? You know, wag mo na pakita. Wag mo na. We have so many issues when it comes to love. There are so many things that we need to sort out. There are so many things that we need to figure out. And we don't know where to find guidance. That's why we find guidance where people, more people, find where it's popular to get guidance. And one of those places or people is this radio show by this Papa Jack. And these guys tell you only one thing. If you have a love problem, it's a problem of the heart. You need to please your heart. Pero alam mo, love ko na siya. Pero may love siyang iba. Alam mo, Papa, love namin isa't isa. Kahit hindi pa kami married, hindi express na namin physically. Pero parang mali. Pero okay lang ba yun? Papa, gusto ko siya, kaya lang may asawa na. Pero hinahabol niya ako. Anong gagawin ko? You know what they tell you? They tell you to just follow your heart. That's what they say. Love is a heart issue. Love is a love issue. Okay. Just follow your heart. Okay. Granted. Ganda pakinggan. Follow your heart. Okay, parang dali lang gawin. Simple lang. Follow your heart. You know what the Bible says? What will happen if we follow our hearts? Let's look in the book of Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9. The prophet tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? In Tagalog, ang puso ay mandaraya, higit sa lahat. Madaya ang puso natin. Can you turn to your neighbor and tell that person, madaya yung puso mo. Would you follow that heart? It will lead you astray. It will lead you to death. And that's what culture and the world and society, the pressure that we get, keeps telling us, follow your heart. So in verse 15, Genesis 24, let's continue. Now the servant prayed. He did not follow his heart, but he wanted to follow God. Before he had finished praying, Rebecca, with the silent H, Rebecca, came out with her jar on her shoulder. This was common. She was the daughter of Bethuel, son of Milcah, who was the wife of Abraham's brother Nahor. The girl was a very beautiful virgin. No man had ever lain with her. She went to the town spring. She went down to the spring, filled her jar, and came up again. Now, there is a constant pressure from the world for people, especially if you're single, even students, to get in a relationship. Parang lahat ng panoorin mo, lahat ng pakinggan mo, lahat ng basahin mo, if you're not in a relationship, baduy ka. Hindi ka cool. Hindi ka okay. Now, once you get into that relationship, there are certain things that you need to be doing while in a relationship. Physical things. Things that married people should only be doing. But we do it anyway. Read a magazine. Pick up a magazine. Very explicit. They will tell you, you will enjoy this thing and that thing. Because you're in a relationship. That's what people in a relationship do. When we don't gratify ourselves and we are what is known as a virgin, people make fun of us. People make fun of you. What? You're like this, you're like that. Boring. One scene in the movie Hunger Games. Kanad ba sa inyo, Hunger Games? Catching Fire, Hunger Games. Nagutom kayo? Nakagutom. Anyway. There was a party where Katniss attended a party and people were eating and eating and eating, but they were not fat. They were not big. They were really, really thin people. And they kept eating and eating. Nakakita na kayo ng buffet. Nakain nyo na siguro one-third, one-half pa lang ng buffet. Sana makain ko lahat. Ba't ako kumain ng tinuto ko sa ice cream? Wala na ako ibang makain. Nabusog ka na, di ba? Nakakainis or puro kanin. Tapos, ay, may ulam pala doon. Akala ko kanin lang. Inubos ko na sa kanin, tinuto ko na. Ito pala yung mga ulam. But you know what? In order to eat all the food that you can eat in that party, they give you this drink. There was a special drink that's being passed around that will make you vomit the food. Therefore, your stomach can take in more food. That's how they think life should be about. It's about having more and more, enjoying life more, consuming more, feeling more, getting more, doing more. That's what the culture of lust is. Cannot wait. But you need to be filled. Your physicality should be fulfilled. They feed us with temptation, with things that you should be doing, this and that, that and this. And we end up doing it more and more and more and more. We never get enough of it. Do you realize? When a person doesn't find satisfaction in Christ alone, he or she will continually drink from the poison of lust and temptation, all these things that the world has to offer us, to just realize later that it will never satisfy. So now in verse 17, the servant hurried to meet her. Nakita ni servant, uy, may babae! Okay, baka ito yan. And said, please give me a little water from your jar. Verse 18, drink, my lord, she said, and quickly lowered the jar to her hands and gave him a drink. Okay, checklist number one. She will offer me a drink. Check. Then, after she had given him a drink, she said, I'll draw water for your camels too. Parang simple lang. I'll draw water. Camels, camel, come here. Binigyan niya yung camels. Until they have finished drinking. Let me cut you there. We're talking about camels. We're not talking about kittens or dogs or puppies. Camels. Camels have two humps. Yung two humps na yun can contain gallons of water. When the Bible says, Rebecca gave water until they were finished, that just means she gave the camels water until their bodies were full of water. Continue. Without saying a word, the man watched her closely to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. Checklist number one, she offered me water. Checklist number two, she gave my camels water. You know how much water she gave the camels? And you know how heavy the jar that she was carrying was? Nakita na kayo ng yung water dispenser? That's 5 gallons of water. That's how big the jar that they were carrying back then was. 5 gallons of water. Now, to fill a camel with water will take about 40 gallons or 40 liters, whatever. But just 40. 40 of something. And there were 10 camels. So that meant she had to fill either 40 gallons or 40 liters. Let's say just 40 liters, 40 gallons. 40 gallons, 400 gallons of water. Can you imagine? A woman doing that for a perfect stranger. What does that tell us about this woman? This woman was a woman who was kind and who had a servant's heart. What do we call that? This woman was a woman of character. This woman had character. She would do it for a king. She would do it for a beggar. That's what she is. That's what she was. Some of us go through life preparing for the big day, for the marriage. I will get plastic surgery, look like this person, look like this woman, color my hair red, white, and blue, brown, pink, purple, green, yellow, orange. That's what I call rainbow. Buy the latest bags, buy the latest shoes, or guys, just get the latest gadgets. Okay na ako, pogi na ako, get a big bank account. We all fill our lives preparing to meet that person, impress that person, and finally, maybe get them to marry us. But character is not impressed by flashy things. Character does not prepare for a one-day event, a marriage. Character prepares for life. Character prepares you for life. Rebecca had no clue that this servant that she was auditioning for that servant's master. You may marry Isaac. Mukhang pwede ka. Okay ka. Wala siyang idea. But she served him and helped him. I want to share this quote with you, especially when you realize that beauty is temporary. May katabi ba kayong gwapo, maganda? Six-pack abs? Or isang ab lang? Yung ab na yon, yung parang dibdib na namamahinga? Meron ba? Gwapo, no? Sino may mukhang artista yung katabi nyo? Yes! Dami. Can you tell that person? Mawawala rin yan. Because beauty is fleeting. A beautiful face will not keep a relationship for long. Just look at celebrities. They're all beautiful people that a lot of their relationships don't last. Much more a marriage. I want to share a quote from Pastor Steve Merle, our founder. And he said this about searching for that guy or girl. When you get into a relationship, especially marriage, you're marrying much more than just a face and a body. A face and a body will change, Your face will change. Your six-pack abs, magiging isang malaki lang yan. What will never change is the calling and the character. That is what you are marrying. When you're looking for love, don't be impressed by how good that person looks like, by how good that person smells like, by how good or great that person talks. But look at the character. If his life has God's handwriting written all over him, look for calling. That's what you'll be marrying. Then in verse 26, having found out that this must be it, the servant realized, ito na yon. And the man bowed down and worshiped the Lord, saying, praise be to the Lord, the God of my master Abraham, who has not abandoned his kindness and faithfulness to my master. As for me, the Lord has led me on the journey to the house of my master's relatives. It was God who initiated this long journey for Abraham's servant. It's really God who was behind this all along. You know what will happen when we seek God's guidance? God's guidance leads us to God's favor. We will find God's favor when we look upon Him for guidance. Proverbs 18, verse 22, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. Can those of you married say amen? Pakigising ako. Amen! Now, the servant told Rebecca the news. I'm looking for a wife for my master. And I think you're the one. And this and that, that and this. And he told her to go home and tell your family. So in verse 28, the young woman ran home to tell her family everything that had happened. Rebecca told her family, told her brothers, sisters, the father. She told people. Because if it's from God, you won't be ashamed to tell people. If it's from God, you will tell people, godly counsel. You know, when I realized that I may have found the woman that I wanted to marry, and I would want to pursue a serious courtship leading to marriage, not just courtship, na baka tingnan natin kung saan pupunta, marriage. I called upon my pastors during that time, told my godly friends for godly counsel. I made sure that I was covered. I wanted godly guidance. Because I know if left to myself, I would be doing stupid things. You know that affair that you think that is looking so great right now? I'm gonna get into this affair with this married man, this married woman. Looks nice. It's never gonna end up anywhere. Because you're never gonna tell anyone. I'm just gonna hide it. The shame and everything that goes along with it. God's guidance is usually confirmed by godly people surrounding all of us. That as we move on to the next stages of our lives, let's make sure that we're all covered by godly people. Amen? Be surrounded by a victory group. A small group of men and women willing to pray for you, stand with you, give you counsel. So I call on the music team. Love, it's not that complicated. Follow God's guidance, not the world, not your heart. The reason why it gets complicated is because we follow the world, we follow the heart, which is deceitful above all things. I'd like to close with this last verse in 1 John 3, verse 20. For God is greater than our hearts, and He knows nothing. Is that right? He knows everything. God is greater than our hearts, and He knows everything. That when we look to Him for guidance, we'll never go wrong. Amen. Would you rather look to someone who's limited, who's prone to mistakes, who's prone to failure, for guidance? Would you rather look to yourself and take control and be deceived by your heart? You can make a choice. As I close this message, I want to share with you my story. When I got saved in college, 3 to 4 years ago, ayaw niyo maniwala, 5 to 6 years ago, I saw this girl. I was a student. And I was really, wow. I was caught up with how she looked, how godly she was, how she loved God. I think I love this girl. Crush ko siya, like ko siya. Ganado ako magbasa ng Bible sa nakikita ko eh. Oh, praise God! Ganado ako, maaga ako pumasok na church kasi maaga siya. Lahat nabubuhat ko, kahit yung mga speaker. I was so excited to live. But that was not the right time. That was not the right moment. Even if it kind of felt right, kind of felt good. Students, you're in school not to fall in love. Sakit. Talaga. We're in school to study. So I let it go. Gave it up. I surrendered it to God. Then I went through my life. It wasn't perfect. There were times that I missed out on God's guidance and went by, followed my heart, stupid, made some mistakes. 10, 11 years later, that was the year when I was praying to God, and I knew, this is the year that I want to get married, Lord. I want to get married this year. I'm tired of being a bachelor. Ako na, Lord. Surrender na ako. Sabi niyo lang kay Lord. Sawada ako, Lord. And then I get a call. I get a call from this old friend. I was in showbiz then. Ayun yung maniwala. But I had a band. I was a musician. And this friend called me to ask for a booking. Can we book you for this concert that we're trying to do for this project, that and this? And this was an old friend. And, oh, it's been a long time. You called me. Okay, booking, huh? Okay. So, I tried asking this person, hey, it's been a long time, nag-usap tayo. Maybe let's get together. Cut a long story short. We agreed to meet. And that first meeting, that first date, I knew this was the one. This woman was godly. This woman wanted to get married as well. And every step of the way, I tried to look at God's guidance. Tried to be led by God. And within 6 months, we got married. And this year, we're celebrating our 10th year of being married with 2 kids. That woman who I got to marry and will live the rest of my life with was that girl that I fell in love with when I first got saved. God is faithful. Amen. God is great. Let's look unto God for guidance. Sometimes it's easy to be misled by our hearts and misled by the world. We will never fail if we trust God with everything, especially our love life, our hearts, our marriage, our relationships. Amen? Let's go get up and stand. Week one! It's not that complicated. Can we give God a clap? God is faithful. God is great. Lord, we thank you. Even tonight, as we close this service, thank you for all the hearts here in this room. Thank you for all of us, Lord, that you care for, that you have died for. We thank you, Jesus, that it's because of you that we are able to feel loved. Because even while we were sinners, you showed us how much you loved us by dying for us. We thank you for that, Lord. We pray, God, in our decisions, especially when it comes to love, relationships, our marriage, we pray that we may look unto you for guidance. Not follow our hearts, follow culture or the world, but you. Help us to not be misled or be lied to. Lord, guide us and lead us the same way that you found a spouse for Isaac, you found a spouse for Rebecca. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you that you are trustworthy and you will never fail us. Your love never fails. Never gives up. Never gives up on us. In Jesus' name, amen.